The Reaper rolls up the sleeves on her black robe. The orbit of her right eye is crushed, damp on the lens of the telescope. She observes the Earth, the herds of souls tossed in those fragile bodies, the human race, mechanism of the flesh, nothing else. Her cave on the moon is cold. She has no skin, no fat, no pulp, no blood flowing. But something warms her up. The underworld fans blow inside her boiling circuits. Geometry of magma. The Acheron arteries are pulsating. The Reaper looks for her prey. To the east, and then south. There are many heads to be cut today. Expired heads. Then the telescope frames once again a man. Always him, sitting in front of his house. He's a jerk, thinks the Reaper. He's still waiting for his bitch to come back. He's been filling the lens of her telescope every day for 2 months. The Reaper checks up the red sand of her big hourglasses. Rustle of time, of ruins. There's time for an extra service, the Reaper whispers. She wants to open the stupid head of that man who continues to wait. She wants to pour out his melted dreams. The man has been annoying for too long. Her telescope, her hard work. It's so absurd to wait for a whore among millions that will never return. The Reaper, wearing a black helmet, turns on the engine of her flying machine, quickly runs to the south. The terrestrial sphere expands. The oceans seem to drip at any moment. She lands in front of the man. He looks up from his imaginary crevasse. He stares into the metal eyes of the Reaper, then shifts his gaze to the sickle. Something that glows in the dark. Finally, the man stands up, spitting his thoughts.
I was waiting for you. Let's get out of here.
The Reaper understands suddenly to be his second wife.